This Sunday, the solemnity of Christ the King reminds us that our Lord Jesus Christ is King of the universe for all time and for all eternity. He is our Lord, the King. Today, Christ the King also means that this is the last Sunday of our liturgical year. So, let's do a brief year in review. We began this liturgical year on December 2nd, 2018. We had 4 Sundays of Advent before the 2 weeks of the beautiful Christmas season. Then we had 7 Sundays of ordinary time until the beginning of the 6-week season of Lent. And then we had Holy Week. After 8 weeks of the Easter season, you remember that our church was beautifully decorated. It was beautifully decorated. We had 8 weeks of that season, then 25 more Sundays of ordinary time, and as far as I can see, that's the math. 4, 2, 7, 6, 8, and 25 should equal 52 weeks. Don't quote me on it. If you do, I'll deny it. That's 52 times you entered this church to worship your living God. But before that, it was 52 times you looked for parking, and I commend you for that. This Mass in particular, you remember the story of the woman trying to find a parking spot for this Mass. You remember that story, right? She was driving around, and she prayed. She said, "Lord, give me a spot, and I'll go to Mass more often." Wouldn't you know it, she turned the corner, and there's a spot. It was the darndest thing. She drove right into the spot, put her car in park, and then prayed, never mind, Lord, I found one. We're making progress on our parking, not fast enough, but we are. 52 times you listen to the prayers from the chair, the prayers from the altar, singing hymns, and 52 times you shared your treasure by contributing money to support the life of our parish and our schools. 52 times we saw the bread and wine presented down the aisle to this altar, where it became the body and blood of Christ to nourish us for another week. And 52 times I said, or a deacon said, "Mass is ended, go." And you went out into the world praying that you may somehow be salt for the earth and maybe a little bit of light for the world with so much darkness. This feast of Christ the King can be for us a sense of accomplishment. There's nothing wrong with it. A little bit of pride in how we practiced our faith. Think of the faith you expressed in the last liturgical year. Good job. Good job. You are my faithful. You are our Lord's faithful. As we conclude this year, on this last Sunday, we have in the gospel beautifully put together 3 last things. We just heard the last conversation of Jesus Christ. We heard the last prayer from one of the thieves. And then we heard the last promise of our Lord to that thief, the promise we also have given to us. The last conversation of Jesus Christ before he died was with those 2 thieves we just heard. Think of our Lord's cross as his throne, as king. And with the 2 thieves, his conversation. Now, the Bible doesn't name the thieves. We do, and we can. It's kind of fun. There's a few things we can do. We name the good thief Dismas, the bad thief Dumachus. But what the Bible does tell us is that the good thief was good because he was penitent. He was sorry. He acknowledged that Christ was innocent. And the bad thief was bad because he was not any of those. He was impenitent. One was taken, one was left. Now, next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, we're going to listen from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. We're going to hear that gospel. Remember this gospel? Two men are in the field, one is taken, one is left. Two women grinding meal, one is taken, one is left. This theme is all throughout the New Testament. The church ends the year with one is taken, one is left, and will begin the new year with one is taken, one is left. It's kind of cool, and we're supposed to make that connection from ending to beginning again. After that conversation, Jesus heard the last prayer from the one who was taken, the good thief. The prayer he prayed, very simply, Jesus, remember me. Remember a few weeks ago I reminded you of a simple prayer you can pray at any time of the day, every day. That prayer from that homily was, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's a prayer we should pray every day. Today we have another simple prayer we can pray at any time of the day. Try it. The prayer of that thief who was taken, the good thief. Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's our prayer. And then our Lord's promise to that thief, that promise we hear again in our hearts. Jesus said his last promise, today you will be with me in paradise. My dear people, I want to thank you for the last year. 2020, I was just visiting with the deacon. Where's it gone? 2020. 2020 is virtually here. And Advent's going to go fast because we have a late Thanksgiving. The latest Thanksgiving can ever be is this year. So we're really only going to have 3 weeks of Advent. Let's soak it all in. Don't let it pass us by. I'm grateful for the last year. It's been tremendous, and I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm grateful for this parish, the gift of this parish, because it's this parish that helps us remember to pray, that our Lord remembers us. But above all, it's this parish that makes it possible for our Lord to say to us, today, you will be with me in paradise. Amen.